The Birds' Lawn Party. The birds of the woodland, in soft summer weather, once gave a lawn party, way down in the heather. Their neat invitations were written, you see, on the prettiest leaves from the prettiest tree, then daintily tied with a fine silver thread, and gracefully hung round a carrier dove's head, who sped on his mission with joyful glee, and delivered each note with an RSVP. To flowers and insects and plants one and all were sent invitations to attend the grand ball. The night soon arrived, and the moon shone so bright that the birds sang together in happy delight. The bullfrogs and tree toads who lived very near, in new coats of green satin, were first to appear. Then followed musicians, a numerous band, who were led by mosquitoes from cedar swamp land. The beetle came in with Miss Grasshopper Green, then crickets and flies were the next to be seen. That the wasp and the spider, both stylishly dressed, were the most graceful dancers by all was confessed. There were Robin Redbreast and dear Jenny Wren, causing all of the magpies to chatter again. And the nightingale, too, in a loving refrain, was wooing the dove, his old sweetheart, again. While lingering near, in a blackberry bush, was the silver-tongued linnet, and fair bride the thrush. Now who do you think were the chaperones there? Why, the three Mrs. Owl from Dismal Swamp Square. The flowers and plants, though the last to appear, were the loveliest costumes of anyone there. With just one exception, the butterflies gay, whose costumes are made by the fairies, they say. The daisies were peerless in robes of pure white, and their proud, happy mothers looked on in delight. The buttercups followed, of riches untold, for each was arrayed in a gown of pure gold. And the clovers looked sweet and pale pink and white, as they merrily danced in the moon's silver light. The rosebud, the fairest and queen of them all, was acknowledged the belle of this beautiful ball. The music was charming, the feast quite grand. There were sweetmeats enough for all guests in the land. For each little flower who daintily sups, the fairies served dewdrops and lily-belled cups. The dancing continued, the merriment too, till the moon became weary and softly withdrew. The firefly said they would serve in her place, since the moon had so selfishly hidden her face. Then the three Mrs. Owls from guest to guest flew, said, "The moon has retired, I think we must too." The fireflies came with their swift flashing light and escorted the flowers and plants home that night. All the guests bade adieu, and their homeward way wended, from the nicest affair they had ever attended.